Good morning, Audio Boo. Something just occurred to me. I'm working on this getting this blog going called Greg Goes Linux, which is about my journey from going from Mac OS X to switching to Ubuntu Linux. And the last day or so, I've been working on putting together a little presentation video. Just to show how you can actually just try out Ubuntu from a CD or a DVD on your Mac. And the way I've been doing that is filming it using the camera in my computer, my iMac, and doing some screencasts and trying to mix them together and stuff. And it's all been going okay. But what suddenly occurred to me was, is that going to be valuable to the people who are going to watch it? And my answer really was, of course, yes. But at the same time, I started thinking more about this idea of transmedia. I've written a whole blog post to go along with this kind of video presentation, all about kind of my reasons why I've decided to switch to Linux. They're personal reasons, but I think that's pretty relevant too. I think it's important to share your personal journey rather than just some kind of general ideas about why you want to do something. So that blog post is quite long and it's very detailed, and it'll end with this kind of, visual guide as to how you can try out Ubuntu on your Mac. And what suddenly occurred to me this morning was, if you're going to be thinking about transmedia, that you always want to be thinking about how you can produce something in multiple formats. For example, I've been working on this video and I suddenly realized, well, the way I'm making that, it's just a video. That means I can upload it on YouTube or maybe a couple of other video sites. And embed it on my blog post, and it's just a video. Whereas, for example, if I transform my blog post into a short podcast, which I'm going to do, and instead of just including a video where I explain how you can try out Ubuntu on your Mac, I make a visual guide. I make kind of a PowerPoint type presentation on how you can do it. And I can do that as a screencast, a video, then I can actually offer the presentation itself as a download underneath the video. And of course, it can be a PDF, it can be, do you know what I mean? Suddenly that content where I thought it was going to just be text and a video, suddenly now is spanning across audio, text, and video. And I'll be able to put that out, through various platforms. So the visual guide, which I could do as a little screencast video, as well as offering the download of the guide itself, that can go on YouTube. And of course, the podcast part, which will refer to the blog post and where it is, that can go on Audioboo. And of course, you've got the file itself, the PDF or the PowerPoint or whatever it's going to be. It's not actually a PowerPoint. It's something I'm going to make in a program called LibreOffice, which is an open source equivalent to Word and PowerPoint and all that. It's a whole office pack. But, using the phrase PowerPoint presentation seems to have become ubiquitous these days. So I'll refer to it as a PowerPoint presentation, but it isn't. It's actually something I'm making in a completely different program, an open source program that's free for anyone to download, which is one of the great things about switching to Linux, Ubuntu, that suddenly you open up this world of software, or you open up the world a little bit more. There is open source and free software available for Mac and Windows, but as soon as you kind of step into the world of Linux, that window is a lot bigger. And you'll find equivalents pretty much for the most things that you do on those other operating systems on Ubuntu, on Linux. I digress. But my sudden thought was that what you should be thinking when you're making these things is, rather than getting stuck in your ways and thinking exclusively video or exclusively audio or exclusively text, you should be suddenly figuring out how you could actually spread your content across multiple platforms. And that means actually make the same content or make interconnected content in different forms. So audio, video, photos, whatever you can think of to actually include with your blog post or turn your blog post into a transmedia, multimedia type presentation where it's different types of media all merged together that you can spread around and it can all kind of point back to the same place. That to me is true transmedia, and it occurred to me just now that that's what I actually need to do with this kind of video blog post thing that I'm working on now. I need to stop thinking so traditionally about blog post, video, and actually think more about mixing everything up so that on my website everything is held together in a particular blog post or blog posting on my site, but the actual contents of that blog post is a mixture of stuff that I can then spread out to multiple platforms. And then the idea is, of course, if people get interested in it on those platforms, then they can kind of come back through a path where they'll find their way to my website. So that was just a quick thought about this idea of transmedia and spreading things across multiple platforms, that I think you just need to always be thinking of ways to actually take, for example, a piece of audio and think about how you can actually transform that into a second or a third piece of media. So, for example, if you make a podcast or a piece of audio, think about actually how you can transform that into text as well, or maybe some kind of visual presentation that you can also throw across to YouTube. And then you've kind of got this triangle of things where you're on at least two or three different platforms. Of course, you can't make a triangle out of two, but I kind of always think of it as triangles, so you always try and hit three. And then suddenly, you know, that content is spread across those platforms. It makes it easier for different kinds of audience members to find it. So that's certainly what I'm going to start working on today with my Greg Goes Linux site, putting in this kind of strategy in place from now about how I go about producing the blog posts, that they kind of have to hit at least three different forms of media within one blog post that I can spread across multiple platforms. All right, that was a thought for this morning. I'm going to take the dog out for a walk now, and I'll be you later.